Chapter 1, Section 4, from the textbook, Evaluating Scientific Explanation, page 27. As you read, what you'll learn. You'll learn to evaluate scientific explanations. And also you'll learn how to evaluate promotional claims. Why this is so important? Because evaluating scientific claims can help you make better decisions. Review vocabulary. Prediction. It's an educated guess as to what is going to happen based on observation. Your new vocabulary words are critical thinking and data. Believe it or not. Look at the photo in figure 24. Do you believe what you see? Do you believe everything you read or hear? Think of something that someone told you that you didn't believe. Why didn't you believe it? Chances are you looked at the facts you were given and decided that there wasn't enough proof to make you believe it. What you did was evaluate or judge the reliability of what you heard. When you hear a statement, you ask the question, how do you know? If you decide that what you are told is reliable, then you believe it. If it seems unreliable, then you don't believe it. Critical thinking. When you evaluate something, you use critical thinking. Critical thinking means combining what you already know with the new facts that you are given to decide if you should agree with something. You can evaluate an explanation by breaking it down into two parts. First, you can look at and evaluate the observations. Based upon what you know, are the observations accurate? Then you can evaluate the inferences or conclusions made about the observations. Do the conclusions made from the observations make sense? Figure 24, the caption. In science, observations and inferences are not always agreed upon by everyone. Compare. Do you see the same things your classmates see in this photo? Page 28, evaluating the data. A scientific investigation always contains observations, often called data. Data are gathered during a scientific investigation and can be recorded in the form of descriptions, tables, graphs, or drawings. When evaluating a scientific claim, you might first look to see whether any data are given. You should be cautious about believing any claim that is not supported by data. Are the data specific? The data given to back up a claim should be specific. That means they need to be exact. What if your friend tells you that many people like pizza more than they like hamburgers? What else do you need to know before you agree with your friend? You might want to hear about a specific number of people rather than an unspecific words like many and more. You might want to know how many people like pizza more than hamburgers. How many people were asked about which kind of food they like more? When you are given specific data, a statement is more reliable and you are more likely to believe it. An example of data in the form of a frequency table is shown in Table 2. A frequency table shows how many times types of data occur. Scientists must back up their scientific statements with specific data. Take good notes. Scientists must take thorough notes at the time of an investigation, as the scientist shown in Figure 25 are doing. Important details can be forgotten if you wait several hours or days before you write down your observations. It is also important for you to write down every observation, including ones that you don't expect. Often, great discoveries are made when something unexpected happens in an investigation. Figure 25, the caption. These scientists are writing down their observations during their investigation rather than waiting until they are back on land. Draw conclusions. Do you think this will increase or decrease the reliability of their data? Page 29, your science journal. During this course, you'll be keeping a science journal. You'll write down what you do and see during your investigations. Your observations should be detailed enough that another person could read what you wrote and repeat the investigation exactly as you performed it. Instead of writing "the stuff changed color," you might say "the clear liquid turned a bright red when I added a drop of food coloring." Detailed observations written down during investigation are more reliable than sketchy observations written from memory. Practice your observation skills by describing what you see in Figure 26. And under Figure 26, the caption, detailed observations are important in order to get reliable data. Observe. Use 10 descriptive words to describe what you see happening in this photo. Can the data be repeated? If your friend told you he could hit a baseball 100 meters but couldn't do it when you were around, you probably wouldn't believe him. Scientists also require reputable evidence. When a scientist describes an investigation as shown in Figure 27, other scientists should be able to do the investigation and get the same results. The results must be repeatable. When evaluating scientific data, look to see whether other scientists have repeated the data. If not, the data might not be reliable. Evaluating the conclusions. When you think about a conclusion that someone has made, you can ask yourself two questions. First, does the conclusion make sense? Second, are there any other possible explanations? Suppose you hear on the radio that your school will be running on a two-hour delay in the morning because of snow. You look outside. The roads are clear of snow. Does the conclusion that snow is the cause for the delay make sense? What else could cause the delay? Maybe it is too foggy or icy for the buses to run. Maybe there is a problem with the school building. The original conclusion is not reliable unless the other possible explanations are proven unlikely. Figure 27, the caption, working together is an important part of science. Several scientists must repeat an experiment and obtain the same results before the data are considered to be reliable. Page 30, evaluating promotional materials. Scientific processes are not used only in the laboratory. Suppose you saw an advertisement in the newspaper like the one in Figure 28. What would you think? First, you might ask, does this make sense? It seems unbelievable. You would probably want to hear some of the specific data supporting the claim before you would believe it. How was this claim tested? How is the amount of wrinkling in skin measured? You might also want to know if an independent laboratory repeated the results. An independent laboratory is one that is not related in any way to the company that is selling the product or service. It has nothing to gain from the sales of the product. Results from the independent laboratory usually are more reliable than results from a laboratory paid by the selling company. Advertising materials are designed to get you to buy a product or service. It is important that you carefully evaluate advertising claims and the data that support them before making a quick decision to spend your money. Figure 28, caption. All materials should be read with an analytic mind. Explain what this advertisement means. Summary, page 30. Believe it or not, by combining what you already know with new information as it becomes available, you can decide whether something is fact or fiction. Explanations should be evaluated by looking at both the observations and the conclusions the explanation is based upon. Evaluating the data. It is important to take thorough notes during any investigation. Evaluating the conclusion. In order for our conclusion to be reliable, it must make sense. Evaluating promotional materials. Independent laboratories test products in order to provide more reliable results. That is the end of Chapter 1, Section 4, Evaluating Scientific Explanation.